It was March 23rd.
What police say appears to be a murder mystery on this quiet Panama Park street.
That's our partner News for Jax reporting on the murder of 62-year-old music teacher and mother Deborah Lyles. She'd been beaten and killed in a home invasion.
Miss Lyles, you know, every time you see her, she was dancing or singing or laughing, full of energy. The kids knew that they were loved. They felt the loss.
Terry Baldwin is a first-year teacher at San Jose. And even though she didn't know Lyles for long, Baldwin says she helped her find her place at the school.
Miss Lyles came to my classroom pretty much every morning, would come by my door and check in and make sure I was okay and talk about Day of the Arts almost every day.
Day of the Arts is a San Jose tradition, one Lyles started more than a decade ago. Students get to see dancers, musicians, crafters, and painters perform and talk about their work.
Being a Title I school, they were being exposed to things that they're typically not. The ballet, you know, different types of music.
Kindergarten teacher Elizabeth Herman worked with Lyles for 12 years. She, Baldwin, and other teachers are making sure Day of the Arts goes on.
It's a part of that healing process, I think. She was my friend, so, you know, it was really important for me to help in any way that I could.
She says she doesn't know how Lyles put on the event by herself because it's been a struggle for 15 people to plan. Herman says the group's been inspired, though, by a poster still hanging in Lyles' classroom that says, "Don't stop the music."
And, you know, we won't. This year will not be the end of it.
About 15 artists are booked for the festival on Friday, May 12th. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.